We wondered what it was like for musicians who were performing those first few nights of the war. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma is with us on the telephone. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
You know, I know a jazz musician who had a gig the night that the war started, and he went, you know, he showed up for the gig, and the club owner paid him and then sent him home, saying that he didn't have the heart for music. And I was wondering if you ever felt those first few days of the war that you didn't have the heart to perform.
Well, actually, it's a funny thing that you ask, because the concert that we played on January 20th, we started rehearsing the night that the bombing started, and I heard it on the way to the rehearsal hall, and I think that just my heart just sank, and I too didn't want to play any music or listen to it. I just wanted to be glued to the radio and hear everything. But the orchestra was there, and we started rehearsing the Dvorak concerto, and somehow the first 20 minutes were very difficult. You know, nobody wanted to play. It was terrible. But I think music has a way sometimes of reaching into our deepest selves, and perhaps into our deepest fears or the unknown, and somehow throughout, after about 20 minutes, I think we all realized that this music is what makes us, identifies our feelings and identifies the unknown for us and tragedy for us. And I think by the end of the rehearsal, all of us as a group, and there were about, you know, 70 or 80 of us rehearsing, thought that the music made it possible for us to go on and to for a little while into our regular lives.
How often have you performed since the war started?
I guess before the war, I performed actually quite a lot, and I played a lot of solo Bach, which is interesting in that Bach, I think, is an amazing composer in that he's there's a spiritual element. It was secular music, but it also had a sense of healing to his music. And everywhere I went, there was at least one movement or one suite that I dedicated to as a prayer for peace. And I think I can't tell you what emotion it was to say those words and then to play the music, because I think there was a true communion of people listening and playing and the music that, again, that for a moment gave us a sense of inner peace amidst all the turmoil. But since the war started, I was supposed to go to Israel on the 21st, and every day before, we were wondering, you know, should I go, should I not go? And I have a lot of friends there, and as you know, Zubin Mehta from the New York Philharmonic went fairly soon after the war started, and finally it was canceled because there were no public concerts happening at that time. So obviously I'm not playing right now, because the tour has been canceled.
Have you been practicing any more or less since the war started?
I think I feel also a little paralyzed by everything that's going on, and I think after feeling that way, I realized that it's actually better to do something, to act, or even to think, rather than be numbed. And in that sense, I've been working fairly hard, not always on the cello, but just you know, either writing things or just studying and you know, just keeping busy.
Yo-Yo Ma, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us.
Thank you very much.
Cellist Yo-Yo Ma, this is Fresh Air.